Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Our Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder coming up in about 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan. Jeff Phelps along with Andy Baskin. Browns getting ready to take on the Lions. And we know their offense is going to have to put up some points. The bad thing for the Browns in this game, Browns are going to have to really pick it up on offense, and the defense is really going to have to bring down that Lion offense. So there are a lot of things that have to happen.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year, $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Yes, they are. I mean, it's going to be a total challenge on Sunday, and I'm looking forward to watching our defense against a high-powered offense like Detroit and wondering what they're going to look like in the fourth quarter. Like, I definitely think the defense can help us hang in this game, but if the offense doesn't get moving, and I've been talking about it for 45 minutes now, they got to get to 21, and I don't know that 21's enough against Detroit, even with a defense like ours. They've got to find the end zone. The wide receivers have got to step it up. The offensive line's got to step it up.
How'd you land on the number?
The quarterback's got to step up.
How'd you land on 21?
Just by going back and looking at the last 21 games, in fact, because in two of those 21 games, it's 20 points or less. And I think they only had 20 points once. There, you know, last year in the offseason, we sat around and talked about, 15, 16 points per game, dead last in the NFL. And right now, they're hovering in the bottom five again. You know, look, you put 13 up and got a win last week against a really, really good Green Bay team. And everyone thinks we got kind of lucky. We did. First 2 weeks of the season, your defense played well enough to win. In game number two, you gave up 21, just super awkward special teams, offensive points that were basically handed to the Ravens. So I can't blame the defense for game number two. And the defense, without a doubt, played well enough to win game number one.
Yanni is in Mentor. Hello, Yanni.
Yanni!
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Quick question for you guys. If you're at quarterback and you're in Uncle Joe's shoes, 3rd and 8, 2-minute warning, game on the line, you've got to find a receiver right in the hands. Who are you choosing to go to that you can rely on?
He proved it last week.
They are going to catch it.
Yeah, it's David Njoku. I know David had some. Harold Fannin might be your other guy. I'm going to one of my tight ends.
That's the guy. I agree with you. That's the answer I was looking for. I appreciate you guys.
There you go. Well done, Yanni.
The answer I had. Answer I had as well.
Then again, if you asked me, even if we had the greatest wide receivers on earth, I'd tell you to go to the tight end. So
either that or you'd put a long snapper out there.
That's true. I might let a long snapper play fullback in that position.
Terry's in Euclid. Welcome, Terry.
What up, Terry?
Hey, what's happening, guys?
You are.
A couple things. First of all, is that legal that they could – I mean, I guess it's legal because it happened – but there's no penalty called, and they still can call 12 men on the field?
100%. You are allowed to challenge 12 members on the field every time.
Okay.
Yeah.
That shocked me at the game Sunday, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
But this is the thing, though. They should have picked up a veteran wide receiver in the offseason. And if anything, just to teach these guys, you know, the nuances of playing wide receiver.
Amen,
they just
Terry.
Don't have any veterans in the room. And you know, a lot of people, I talked to some of my friends, and I said, they should have picked up Hopkins. You know, he's washed up. He's washed up. It's not about whether he's washed up. He still can catch the ball, and he can teach these guys what to do. I just don't understand why we have not done that. Well, we had Amari Cooper. That was the one. And look what our receivers did when Amari Cooper was here. They were actually much better. So, I mean, I just don't understand why we relying on young guys to pick it up. You know, and we look across the league, everybody has young guys. and Cedric Tillman, this is his third year, right?
It's time.
If he hasn't picked it up by now.
Yeah, I thought that too.
When is he going to pick it up?
It's time, Terry. I mean, think he's coming around, to be honest with you.
Got to get him the ball, though. That's everything, too.
I do like Cedric. Remember, Keenan Allen was out there, too. And
I mean, I'm just saying, a veteran guy just to teach these guys the nuances of running routes and everything, not just on the field, but off the field, too, and how to train, everything.
Well, it would help,
like
Terry.
They want to do that.
It would help, but in order for a veteran to have an impact, he has to be able to contribute on the field. I mean, I've had too many people in pro sports tell me that. You bring a veteran in and he can't play anymore, why would I listen to him? I've heard that. You know, that's not a real helpful thing to most teams. Those guys are called coaches. So in that situation, if you're a veteran like DeAndre Hopkins, now, he hasn't caught a lot of balls this year, but boys, he made some plays, huh? How could he have not helped this team? He would have been terrific on this team. And I think that's exactly what they're missing. It would help Jerry Jeudy because there'd be another guy there. It would help Cedric Tillman, you know, because there'd be another guy there. And then from your aspect, Terry, yeah, somebody else who could help impart wisdom and watch and see. But if you can't produce on the field, most of the time, players don't really gravitate towards you anyway.
Yeah, I mean, OBJ, I mean, we've had veteran guys in here before, right? And it's just got to be someone that can have an impact. And you've been talking about this for how many years now, Jeff?
Too many.
How many years? They need another wide receiver. They need our wide receiving core is what it is. I was hoping for a lot more out of Jamari Thrash, too. But again, is it on Jamari? Is it the offensive line? Is it the quarterback? Is it Jamari? I don't know. But I do know this offense has got to get moving in the air. Otherwise, you know, you're going to start leaning on Judkins a lot more than we did in week one. I mean, I'm asking for a lot out of a rookie, too. Because Judkins seems to be the spark that this team has been missing. At least we saw that last week.
I'm just curious as to how this offense can pick it up a little bit. That's the one thing that I'm wondering about. And can that, here's the thing, can that happen with Joe Flacco at quarterback? And can that happen if you decide to make a quarterback switch?
Yeah, does it matter who the quarterback
well,
is?
In this situation, Andy, the same. I don't think so. I don't think that Kenny Pickett is the answer to anything drastic.
Mm-hmm.
But
man, could he have been?
I sure would like to turn to him now. If he weren't the starter, you know, if Flacco had started the season, I'd sure love to turn to Pickett
Kenny
right
was
now.
Still here. Yeah.
Let's bring in our buddy, Browns beat reporter Daryl Ryder, who's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hello, D.
Daryl. Hello, boys.
How are you?
I was good until like I heard Jeff talking about wishing Kenny Pickett was here.
Who would you rather have?
I don't know. I don't think that there's really any good options, to be honest with you.
Which is why I would have gone for the younger, experienced guy, but that's okay, Daryl. I get your thought.
Hey, listen, you know what? They're keeping the old guys employed, Jeff. That's always a good thing, right?
I'm all for it, Daryl.
I swear that was not a stray. I swear, Jeff, you didn't catch a stray there.
I'm all for it, Daryl. Thank you.
That might have been a double chat right to the chest.
It's really nice of you. It's my boy, Daryl, right there. My boy, Daryl. It's a TV show waiting to happen. My boy, Daryl. That said, Daryl.
Yeah.
16, 17, 13.
Yeah.
That's a big output for a baseball team and a lousy output for a football team.
Yeah, not going to get it done against the Lions team that scored 90 in the last 2 weeks. And you're sitting here saying, can the Browns score 90 in a month? Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is, but you know what? You know, football's a funny game. Maybe this is the week that the Browns offense busts through.
Daryl, realistically, what does the Browns defense need to do to hold back that offense for Detroit? You're right. They've scored 90 points. We can't get to 20. On paper, right, this thing looks brutal walking into it, but no one thought they were going to beat the Packers last week, so I don't know if that's a game plan or not, but no one thinks. But
Well, this is the challenge for the Browns defensively, is you're not playing a three-down offense. You're not going to be able to celebrate getting that third down stop. Detroit, in addition to all the trickeration and things, the misdirection that they do offensively with Jared Goff, and of course they've got the two hammers in the backfield too, but you're playing a four-down offense. That's the reality here, is you can't even celebrate getting, quote unquote, getting off the field on third down, because Detroit goes for it. They've converted 7 of 8 on fourth down this year. Just absolutely incredible. They went for it 3 or 4 times last week and were perfect. It's just, I haven't seen anything like that. So the key, I think, for the Browns defensively is they're going to have to not just be physically tough, they're going to have to be mentally tough. And they're going to have to, make sure that, they're not doing too much celebrating. Talking to Denzel Ward and Grant Delpit in the locker room, they both acknowledged that, last week they got caught with 12 men on the field trying to get a guy off the field in time. They recognize that opponents are picking up on their propensity to celebrate after plays and trying to take advantage of that by running a faster pace offense against them and whatnot. So I think, yes, it's a physical challenge against the Lions, but I think this is going to be the most mentally challenging game for the Browns to date.
Daryl Ryder joining us. Daryl, I think we've seen since Quinshon Judkins has been here for 2 games now, I think we can see a path to where this team might be able to run the ball a little more productively. And I think that's good. How do you see this going moving forward? Do you think it's going to be like what we saw against Green Bay, where Quinshon had all but one of the carries in the game? Right. Is this going to be a one-back system, or is it going to be a copycat of the Lions where, they're kind of splitting carries? Or is there going to be some other mix there?
I think they'd like to split, but you got to go with the hot hand, right? And Quinshon is the hot hand. Samson's been great catching the ball out of the backfield, which is, obviously been positive. In the first couple of weeks, that's how they tried to generate something, using the running backs. If they had to throw the ball, they couldn't run with it. I think that, just pounding Quinshon on the ground, he seems to be, the most consistent offensive player, and he's only played 2 games.
Yeah. If I'm Dylan Sampson, I'm thinking, hey, remember me, guys? I'm the guy you gave the ball to in game one.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
I would like to see more of him, Daryl.
Well, he had, I think it was like 6 catches for 61 yards in week 1 or something like that. It was in that ballpark.
He was productive.
It was productive, but that was the only way they could be productive. Now you get Q, you get him on the field, and your rushing average just like tripled. Like they went from 1.5 to 2 yards in a cloud of dust to, 4, 5, and 6 yards of carry. And the other thing too is Judkins, runs of 31 and 38 yards. Like, you're getting the big poppers too with him. And, just generating those big plays has been really difficult for this offense. And if they're, Judkins has been the one player to give them, multiple big plays. So I do have to figure that he's going to be, featured quite a bit in this week's game plan against a very physical Lions team.
Daryl, thank you, bud. We know you're busy out in Berea. Thanks for making the time to be with us.
Thanks, sir.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Sports Talk on 92.3 The Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. Sylvester Stallone is back in the original hit series Tulsa King. This season, Dwight faces his most dangerous adversaries, yet forcing him to fight for everything he's built and protect for his empire. Watch the new season of Tulsa King, now streaming exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Your favorite Dwight, is it that guy? Is it Dwight Schrute?
Oh, Schrute.
Is it Dwight White?
Gooden?
Is it former high jumper Dwight Stones?
Ooh.
Is it Dwight Gooden?
I'm going to go Schrute. Can never have enough good beats.
I think I might have to go Schrute too, but Dwight White was fun. That guy could play. Welcome back to Basket of Phelps. Dwight Phelps here. Dwight Baskin over there.
Yep.
Anthony just informed us, as you know, it's close. It's close. Guardians win tonight. Astros lose tonight. Boom, playoffs. At least the wild card. And the Astros are playing this afternoon, so pay attention to that.
Ooh, that's good. We get to see that early.
Yeah, pay attention to that. You would think, you know, we're too logical with some of this.
Mm-hmm.
You would think the Tigers are just due to win a game. And they're going up against a rookie pitcher for the Guardians today, and they know that they've been scraping, and they got to come up with a game. So, you know, your head tells you, well, the Tigers are due to win one. Your heart tells you, let's go, baby. Let's finish this thing off.
Your pitching's been so good. I don't know.
It sure has. Yeah. It sure has. And Messick's been a nice part of that. You know, the one thing about this team late, and I say late, you know, we celebrated earlier, they no longer have the worst batting average in Major League Baseball. It's the second worst batting average in Major League Baseball. So, see, you're on your way up. But it's been interesting to see this organization stick some young guys out there on the field and actually have them produce. And I, you know, when Anthony Castrovince was with us very early on the show, you know, I mentioned Angel Martinez, George Valera, who's come up. Gianquenzie Noel last year was so much fun, and this year has struggled like crazy, but still. Jonathan Rodriguez is now up with the injury to David Fry. Petey Halpin has made his Major League debut here during this stretch. Parker Messick has come up, you know, pitcher-wise, position player-wise. C.J. Cephas has stepped in and done a really nice job. I wonder if any of these guys are long-term answers for anything, but it's been interesting to see, to me, here they've brought young guys up in the heat of a pennant race when it's basically, you got to keep winning or you're not going to make it. And they've put together this incredible stretch. And I think the young guys have actually elevated their games. And Rocchio and Arias, you know, they've been here. But, man, they've done a really nice job. And Rocchio, to me, Rocchio looks like the real deal at second base. Man, he's really
especially good. Especially defense. I don't think we're giving the Guardians enough credit for how great the defense has been in this run. I mean, just every once in a while, they come up, you're like, whoa. I'm just thinking back to even last night, plays at third, plays in left. You know, the other thing that was weird was in game one, and we didn't really touch on this either, 19 strikeouts?
Yeah.
I mean, the Tigers struck out 19 times. Wow.
Rocchio reminds me of Andrés Giménez at second base sometimes. You know, and he's just, like Andrés, he was a shortstop. You know, Giménez was a shortstop and moved to second base when he can't hear.
Mm-hmm.
And he's as good as anybody defensively in the game. And Rocchio is going that way. And I don't want to get away from the point of this too much. And the point is, you got a chance to clinch a playoff spot tonight. You have a chance to win the division. Magic number coming up. Here we go.
You do know what our longest streak against the Tigers is, too. Like, like winning six in a row isn't anything. We'd rattled off 20 straight against them.
Which means absolutely nothing now.
Back in the past. So it's not, it's not that what they're doing now isn't crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
Tigers, as far as one team beating another team,
the Tigers
that's
were,
not crazy.
Tigers were a dominant team all season long.
I get that. I understand that part. If you look at it from a sliver of this season, I agree with you on that. But
the Tigers historically, stunk for a while.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is, I mean, these teams are exactly at 500 lifetime between the two organizations. So I just think it's crazy.
Not to get too far down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Would you try and teach Travis Bezanna to play the outfield?
I know you would. So no,
I don't know that I would. But see, that's if they like Arias,
okay,
they're going to play him at short because his arm doesn't play at second base, I don't think. His arm is so big that you got to play him at shortstop. And that means Rocchio plays second. Rocchio looks, man, he's really good defensively.
Right.
I've not seen Bezanna play second base on any kind of a regular basis to tell you if he's a good defender or not. And if possible, and you could turn that guy into an outfielder, that might be what you want to do.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of an arm he has from the outfield.
I don't either.
I don't know what he's going to look like defensively.
Everybody
I don't
said know he can't play shortstop.
Bezanna can't.
That's all right. The rumblings I've heard, which means if you can't play shortstop, it's probably because of the arm, which makes you think you probably can't play the outfield either. Yes? No?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, if you're thinking about him, I don't. If you're drafting a guy number one overall in college, you would think that the spot that you're pulling him from is probably the spot where he's going to stay.
Exactly. Yeah. But I think you've got a phenomenal option playing second base right now. And he's hitting. And he's scrappy, and maybe you trade one of those two.
I don't really want to talk about trading anybody right now because they are. But you're right. They're going to have to find a spot for Bezanna at some point.
The rotation depth is fun. I wonder what that looks like moving forward next year. I wonder.
Not worried about it. Sorry,
I know you're.
We want to kind of talk about it a little bit. Just tell me what we're going to look like tonight, man.
You tell me. What are we going to look like tonight?
I think we're going to look like the same baseball team we put out there the last couple nights, with a different pitcher. What do you want me to say?
Ladies and gentlemen, expert analysis from Andy Baskin.
Thank you. I'll be teaching Mets.
He asked. I threw it back at him, and that's what we get.
Yes, I will be teaching Mensa at the Quad C campus located in the middle of Lake Erie as well. I just added another C to Tri-C. I can't think of another C.
I look at how they've done this and who they've done it with, and I keep looking for an answer. How'd this happen? And I think Stephen Vogt, it's easy to say what a great job, except he hasn't been out there, you know, doing it. And you could say, boy, the front office knew what they were doing. Okay, except for one thing when it comes to the offense. They've had the worst offense in baseball most of the year, or one of them, arguably.
The front office has got to be saying, yeah, we definitely got lucky here. We get it. We understand.
Well, that question.
If they didn't say that, talk about I have zero respect for them.
They know that.
They know that part of this is luck. There's no question.
Well, the guys started playing well at the right time. And go figure. You know what I mean? Go figure. How does that happen?
Jeff,
it's just fascinating to me.
I know what you want to hear. Don't you want to hear it? You know what you want to hear. 6 o'clock, 70 degrees, a little bit of rain tonight. 7 o'clock, sun peeking through the clouds, 68 degrees. 8 o'clock, you get the moon with some clouds out there, 68 degrees, 38% chance humidity. 9 o'clock, maybe another chance for some showers tonight, 66 degrees.
Well, we have to get past that then.
So, I don't know, could we be looking at a delay, a possible little sprinkle delay in the 9 o'clock hour tonight? Or maybe a 7:15 start yesterday didn't bother me either, by the way. I didn't think that was that big a deal, did you?
No, I was actually out and turned on the radio to hear the beginning of the game, and instead I heard Led Zeppelin, so I thought I was good to go.
Shower early, partly cloudy. That's what I'm looking at right here. It's my extended forecast through AccuWeather.
It's so strange because, can we be honest? With the streak that each one of these teams has been on, it feels like the Guardians have wrapped up a playoff spot.
I'm not going there yet. Because you really, I mean, this thing could turn pretty quick.
Well,
and it's so tight.
I was getting there, Andy.
I just don't. You like kind of jinxed it a little, though. I've been very optimistic.
Yeah, because anything we say in this dusty old studio is really going to impact the guys over at the corner.
You know, so everyone has their own little superstitions. It doesn't matter whether you think you are influencing or not. You know that if you did something, if they were on a 10-game winning streak and you had a bag of M&Ms before that first game, and then all of a sudden you're sitting there the second game and there was another bag of M&Ms, you'd eat them. And if you know what, you'd go out and buy them for the third game, you would do it, and you know you have nothing to do with it, but yet you would still do it because you think, oh, I can't change the ways what I'm doing now because they're on a winning streak. And for sure you would do that with the Browns. You know you would sit in the same exact chair if you knew that they won on a game-winning, wherever they were last week, right? Wherever they were last week, if you were sitting at home watching it on TV, and if it came down to a field goal at the end of the game, this week against the Lions, you will find the seat you were sitting in last week. And don't tell me you wouldn't, because if you wouldn't, you're a liar. You know I'm right.
So getting back to my point, it's a
superstition.
It's a magic number of three.
Yes.
And the incredible comeback and the incredible collapse has made this feel like they've already accomplished something.
They have accomplished something.
Well, they accomplished getting back into it, but they haven't accomplished the ultimate goal for now, which
That's
is
correct.
The first goal, getting into the playoffs. You have a magic number of three with four to play. So, and something needs to give. If they could finish off this sweep of Detroit, it would be stunning. And that makes your magic number one. I would be very confident there. Because the Tigers still have three to go against Boston. Boston may or may not have something to play for. I think they can wrap up a wild card spot tonight. And then you'd have to go out and beat Texas one game. One game. If you can beat Detroit tonight. You don't even have to worry about Detroit. You just take one out of three from Texas and you'd have it done. But I think we all need to remember, we can get over our giddiness as to where this is right now, which we never expected it to be. And know that there's still work to be done. You can be sure the players know that. You can be sure, you know, nobody's getting too giddy over there, the ballpark.
What again? I thought you guys said this, and I was looking up before the show today, and I'm just not 100% sure. So I just want to. What is the Guardians' magic number just to clinch a playoff spot? Is it still three or is it?
It's two. A Guardians win and an Astros loss will get it done tonight.
Okay, and the Astros are playing today, right?
This afternoon.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Ooh. That's the easiest scenario right now.
It's so close.
I know.
It's so close.
And that's why I think we have to temper our enthusiasm just this little much. Okay, there's still work to be done.
Yes.
There's still work to be done.
Yes.
There's still a segment to be done.
Yes, there is.
On Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.